Perek Yud, when the Mishnah is Hein Vav. But before we begin the Mishnah, in order to understand it, in order to clarify certain points, I won't like to go to the, straight to the Chumash in Vayikra and Tazria, Chamishi, which is Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chavtes, V'isho Isho Kievo Noga, who'll have a Nega, who'll have some type of a plague, Barosh Obizokon, in the scalp area or in the beard area. And the Kohen will see the Nega, and its appearance is deeper than the skin, meaning it's lighter. It's one of those shades of white that we've spoken about. And there is a hair that's goldenish and thin, or as we locally, it's the duck. We remember we had a machlokus on this, whether it means thin or it means short, but it's diminished. The Kohen is Mitami, the person. It's a Nesek, and it's Tzaras HaRosh, it's the leprosy of the head or the beard. Now, the Pasuk mentioned openly, mentioned the light white, the colors, which is expressed more omok mina or deeper than the skin. Rashi always says, that we pointed out at the beginning of the Masechta, that means it's lighter than the skin. And those are the four whites. Now, I've been mentioning to you, almost every time that the word Nesek has come up, from the beginning of the Masechta till now, that Nesek does not involve the white colors mentioned in Perek Aleph, per se. It's not really a simon of the part of the din of Nesek, and yet the Torah mentions it openly. So the Sifroi here, and the Rambam brings down the language of the Sifroi. So I'll read in the Rambam, which is a little bit which covers more ground and is a little more concise. The Rambam says in Perek Shmini in Hilchas Tumas Saras, Halacha Aleph, Nigi Harosh V'Hazokon, the plagues that involve the head and the beard area, Hu Sheyipol Haseir Shebehen Meikoro, means that the hair that's in those areas, parts of the hair that's in those areas, fall from their roots, V'Sheir Mokum Haseir Ponui, and the place where this hair fell out is now empty, devoid, denuded of hair. Zehu anikra nesek. This is called nesek. V'yein nesek pachus mika gris hamaruba ben shehu mara amok ben shloho ya amok. Now, this nesek is not less than gris, that square gris. Again, we've spoken about this shear earlier in the Masechta, that you can take this square gris and put it into the it has to fit into the nega. And he says the Rambam, Bein Shehu Mareyu Omok, Bein Shelo Hoya Omok. Whether it's white, it's that deep white, or when it's not deep white. So, but the Torah says, mentions, Umareyu Omok Mino Or. So the Rambam, this is the language of the Sifroa, Lo Nemar Omok Benisokim El Lomar Lucha, but they tell us a din. Ma mara amok bide shemayim, by beheres, the white discoloration is bide shemayim, af nesek hamitame bide shemayim, that nesek also, what makes it tummy has to be bide shemayim. What makes it tummy? The lack of hair there, the hair is falling out, lahotzi, to exclude shenitoku adam shehu tohar, to exclude if a person pulled out a little bit of hair there in this area of gris, that then he would be tohar. So the pasuk itself, without the explanation of the Sifroa, would give an entirely different impression. But the Sifroa and the Rambam is based upon the Sifroa. The Sifroa states that the only reason the Torah mentions this phrase, Umareu Amog Mina Ar, is to tell us, what is Mareu Amog Mina Ar in the case of Baheres? It's Bidei Shemayim. So too, in the case of Nega, it has to be, the Nega has to be Bidei Shemayim. What is a Nega? The loss of hair. And that has to be Bidei Shemayim, has to be natural as opposed to if we're pulled out. Now, I'm going to go back to the Psukim. And the Psukim go on and say, V'chiyereha kohenes and nega nesek v'hinei eimar. We did that. Pasuk lamed the beis. Ro hakohen es hanega b'yom hashvi'i, and the kohen will see the nega on the seventh day. V'hinei lo fasu hanesek v'lo hoya bo seir tzohav. You have neither pisoyon nor do you have a seir tzohav, this golden hair. Omari hanesek ein amuk min ha'or. I use the same phrase again, but again, the same rule applies, that it's caused by man and not by it's caused by Shemayim, the loss of hair, and not by man. Gemaru enesek ein amuk min ha'or. V'hiskalach v'yesa nesek lo yigaleach. So after the first week, the Torah tells us that v'timeu su akuna nesiku, if there is a yellow hair there. Now, if there's, you don't have the yellow hair, but you don't have black hairs either. V'hiskir hakoenes enega nesek shivas yomim. There's a hesker for 7 days. 1 week. And then v'roha kohen es hanega, and the kohen comes and looks at the nega b'yom hashvi, on the seventh day after 1 week. V'hinei lo poso hanesek, the nesek hasn't spread, lo yibosir tzohov, umari hanesek ein amok min ha'or. So there's no golden hair, and this was caused by man. The way we touch up this phrase now. V'hiskalach, at this point, after 1 week, there is a little bit of shaving around the nesek. V'yesa nesek lo yigaleach. So it says he'll be shaved, but the nesek will not be shaved. V'hiskir ha-kohen es ha-nesek, shivas shemim shenis. And then the kohen is maskir the nesek and the person with the nesek for another 7 days. So that's where our Mishnah comes in. Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. So, you know, if there were Gemara, the Gemara might say at this point, Tana Hecha Koi. Where is the Tana going? It's going on the Pasuk. That after 1 week, at the end of the first Hezger, if there's no Simoni Tuma, then there's a Viskalach. Then there's Giluach. They're shaving. So Ketzad Megal, this is our Mishnah now. Ketzad Megalchim Es HaNesek. That's where the Tana is going on the Pasuk of Giluach. How are we Megalchim Es HaNesek? How do we shave the hairs of the Nesek? So the Torah says VeNesek Lo Yigaleach. He's not allowed to shave the Nesek itself. So the Mishnah explains Megaleach Chutzalo. So the Lumaforshim bring down what's shot in the Chumash that they were talking about at the end of the first week where there was no change, and before the second week of Hezker there is this Giluach. Uminiach Shtei Saro Somachlo. So the purpose of this Giluach is to further determine whether there's Pisoyon at the end of 2 weeks. Now, why does the Torah say it only after 1 week? So some explain that, like with any other nega, there's the kohen that measures the nega with a ruler or whatever, and he's able to determine after 1 week whether it's nifsa or not. However, now, at the end of 1 week, we want to be a little bit more careful. So the Torah requires the following. You shave around the nesek, not the nesek itself, but you leave on its borders, in every direction, all four directions, miniach shtei saro somachlo, two hairs nearby the nezek. Now the Rav brings down the pasuk, migaleach soviv lenezek, miniach shtei saro tzeiv, v'yesa nezek lo yigaleach. He can't shave the nezek, ulamayesh bo, v'lok. There's nothing there after all. There's no hair in a nezek. So what the Torah is telling us, lo yigaleach, the nesek itself has no hair. So what is he not going to shave? around the Nesek when he's misgaleach, around the Nesek, he's not going to, lo yigaleach, he's not going to remove all the hairs. He's going to leave two hairs on each side of the Nesek. And those two hairs are going to be the boundary of the Nesek. If at the end or of the next week when he comes back, he sees some of those hairs are missing, that's a sign of pisayon that the nesek has spread. So this is the purpose of this giluach. So umaniyak shtei saros somach lo kedei shehei nikar imposa. This is the mishnah. So it'll be recognized if there was pisayon now. Hechlito b'seir tzohov. Now the mishnah goes on to a different topic. If at any point the Kohen was machlit the mitzora because he saw this yellow hair, which is a siman of tum, immediately for the nega of nesek. So, and then afterwards holach sir tzahov, and he was mitar him because of sir tzahov, and then it comes back. His as it was before his muchlat, b'chein b'pisayon. The first time that there is a test for pisayon is at the end of the end. Some leave out the word b'tchila here because by pisayon is never at the beginning; it's always after 1 week. If there was at the end of the first week pisayon, which would be a sign of hachlata, b'sov shua rishon, b'sov shua sheni, or liachra tur. Or after he was found to be potter, he suddenly the nesek spreads fighter. Then he's muchlat at that point. Har yukamosha hoya. He was before as if when he was muchlat at the first sign of pisayon, or at the second sign of pisayon, even though it goes away, even though he's nitar and then it comes back, he is as he was before. He's muchlat. Hechlito bepisayon. If he was machlit the nega the pisoyon and v'holach ha-pisoyon v'chozer ha-pisoyon, if it comes back it goes v'chein b'sir tzov, or if the pisoyon doesn't come back but a golden hair comes instead of the pisoyon, b'sof rishon b'sof shua shin liachra petur har yu kamo shoyua. So again, no matter what happens, if there's sir tzov and it goes away and it comes back, or there's a sir tzov and there's pisayon comes, the sir tzov goes away and pisayon comes instead, and or there's pisayon and then it goes away and there's pisayon again, or there's a sir tzov instead of the pisayon. In all the cases where some sign of tuma comes back, whether at the end of the first week, the second week, or even after pitur, so he is as he was. Haru Kamoshoya, he's Muchlat. That's the end of Mishnah Hay. Mishnah Vav, Shnei Nisokim, Zebisadze, the Shetach Shel Seir, Mavsekis Bnehem. You have two Nisokim, and you have Vishita, Shnei Nisokim, Zebisadze, Vishita, and there's a row of Shel Seir and a row of hair, Mavsekis Bnehem, that interrupts between the two nesakim. Nifratz mimokom echad tamei. If there was a purchase, some more hair is lost, which is a sign of pisayon. Some hair is lost mimokom echad tamei. Now mishnei makomos. So let me just read the rav here. B'mokom echad b'sof shvur rishon shel hezker oliachar apatur or b'sof shvur sheni oliachar apatur tamei shorei posak. Aposo hanesek, the loss of hairs, additional loss of hairs is a sign of hachlota by nesek, and a sign of pisoyon, which requires hechlit. Now b'shnei makomos, in that robioso shito, nifritzo on the top and on the bottom. Now, what you have now, remember, if you have hair that was left over, and this is shita's hair that was left over, if it's mavutzer, if it's in the middle, then it's a sign of tara. So if two hairs at the top and two hairs at the bottom now disappear, and you have in the middle now right in Mavutz, right remaining right in the middle, a line still of hairs, that's a sign of Tyra. So, Mishnei Mekomos Tohar, Kamatei HaPirsa, on each side, Mokom Shtei Saros, a place of two hairs that fall out on each side. Nifrat Mokom Echad Kegris Tomei. The next Mishnah is going to mention where the case of a gris is tohar. So someone has said that this Mishnah mentions this over here because of Mishnah Zion, which we'll get to in Mirtz Hashem. The Teferis Yisroel offers a svara over here that why he mentions this gris. Nearly, he says, the Teferis Yisroel, the Yisroel Yashminon. The cycle diet chaminan the dafka benifrit saw mid side echad because they saros mechsha pision v'yuchla. But if only if on one side two more saros fall out, that's considered pisoyon and there is hachlota. But if the aval benifrit saw mokom echad kugris, so havamina we might have thought the logora benifrit mishtei ruchos called sad. Baruch of Shtei Saros, the Aminan, Inon Hakol Kenega Echad. Now we view it all as one Nega, and the hair in the middle is Mavutzer. It's right in the middle, and it's Mashur that's Mavutzer, and it's Metayer. So here, it's not going to be Mavutzer, it's not going to be Metayer, but we'd have a Havamin at least, that since it's such a large penetration of one Nesek into the other, a whole Gris, that pisoyon unites the two nesokim, and at least gives it a shame of a chalo shame of a new nesek, and we'd be maskir and not machlit. We wouldn't view it as pisoyon. We machlit. He says so. He had kol nidon kenega echad chadosha v'yuskar, and the person should be muskar again. K'mashmul on the Mishnah know that that's the pisoyon, and he's muchlit. That's the end of Mishnah Vav.